There were two more levels of sec barriers down the road, both manned by half a dozen sec guards, all in the white quilted plastic jackets. There was a metal sign by the last of the barriers, its supports rusted through, leaning against the wall of quartz-silvered granite. The words were still legible, despite a century of chemstorm fallout and weathering.
The Melissa Crichton Institute of Medical Research, Cryology, and Gene Sculpturing. Cryology? Do I believe my eyes?
You know the words?
Well, sure, I used to...
Shut up.
I used to read about it. Freezing and stuff, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was. Sadly, that is one of the main wings of the hospital complex that has been closed down and abandoned to the ghosts of yesteryear.
So, what do you do down there, then?
What don't we do? Much of our work has been undertaken over a long period of time, the research being handed on down the line from father to son and from mother to daughter.
And from father to daughter and from mother to son.
Yes. Oh, yes, I see. That's supposed to be some sort of joke, isn't it?
Very nearly, Professor. Very nearly.
Christy had fallen asleep, and Ryan went to where she sat in the arms of two of the bigger sec men. Only then did Ryan notice how alike the pair of guards looked.
Are you two brothers?
No.
Yes.
Neither sec man offered any explanation for their answers. Ryan shook his head, checked that Christy was as well as could be expected, and turned to rejoin the others.
We'll have your magical mystery princess safely snuggled in Betty Bye's within the hour now.
From the brow of the hill that overlooked the secret valley of the Crichton Institute, it appeared that the buildings were all in pristine condition. But as they gradually made their way closer, the damage of the turning gears became more apparent. The complex had originally been shaped like a star, with wings running off in five directions from a central area. This atrium seemed relatively untouched, though Abe pointed out that parts of the roof looked like they could do with some repair. Three of the five main wings had clearly suffered serious structural damage. One had collapsed in its entirety. Buford noted that it had once housed the finest cryology unit in the Northeast. Another had folded in like a pack of cards, with the end wall subsiding and knocking down all the interior sections one after another. The third one had a tilted, kinked roof, and all of the exterior glass was gone.
Earth slip, about 45 years ago.
Earth slip. Liposuction pump, and never give up the ship. Boys and girls come out to plaze the thing. My deep apologies, ladies and gentlemen. I think my brain has become fevered at the thought of entering the domain of those wonderful breed, the scientists. I can scarcely contain my excitement at the prospect.
Buford stared hard at Doc.
You seem a person of some education, Outlander Tanner.
And down in our friendly little ville of Miskatucket, we were blessed with a marvelous library. Preserved in all of its pre-dark wonder, where I misspent so much of my halcyon salad days. Housed in the spooky old Arkham House on Innsmouth Avenue. Including a rare copy of the Necronomicon by the mad Arab Al-Hazred. Though not, of course, that notorious edition bound in human skin with the erratum on page 116.
Doc?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I shall.
Mildred touched Ladro Buford on the arm. He jumped sideways as though a hot golden scarab had fallen onto his hand.
How? My people are not used to sudden and unexpected physical contact like that.
Sorry. Just wanted to know what the surviving sections were being used for.
They have been united for the core research that goes on in the Institute.
And what's that?
Soon. All in good time.
Soon they found themselves on the second floor of one of the two surviving wings of the Institute, with a view out of the side windows across the river and up toward the impressive sheer face of the nearest mountain. It appeared that each of the rooms would probably have been a small ward on its own. Some had two beds and others three. Ryan and Christy had the first along the corridor. JB and Mildred had poached the next one. Trader had taken the third of them, choosing to share with Abe, leaving the end three-bed room for Doc, Dean, and Jack. Each room had its own cupboards and shelves, along with a large sink with long-handled chrome taps for hot and cold water. Everything was spotlessly clean and hygienic. A narrow closet held brooms, brushes, dustpans, and cleaning cloths. Another closet contained hangers for clothes. Around the top of every bed was a long steel rail that would have been for curtains, to give the occupants of the ward some privacy.
Definitely a hospital.
No attempt from the chicken shit bastards to take our blasters away from us. That's what really makes me suspicious.
Christy lay recovering in one of the beds, a fresh white sheet pulled up to her chin, her hands outside, folded on her breast.
Like a statue on a medieval crusader's tomb.
Traitor, I can see why you've lived as long as you have. If you get suspicious just because there's nothing to be suspicious about.
I don't see a threat here. With the armament and manpower they have here in this ville, they could have taken us out more or less any time. But why the Dark Knight do they want us here in the first place?
Dean nodded, sitting cross-legged on the bottom of Christie's metal-framed bed.
Right. They tell us how nobody ever got in and out alive. They show us their barriers and their sect men. They got all this power, and they smile and ask us in. Too friendly, I reckon, Dad.
Jack was slouched on a folding chair in the corner.
Coming to my palace here to spider to the fly. Christina told me that.
Ryan walked quietly to the door and tried the cream plastic handle. It turned easily, and he peeked out into the corridor, expecting to see a sect guard or two standing there watching him. But there was nothing. He walked back to the others and sat on the bed by his son, reaching for Christy's hand. Though it clearly took her something of an effort to move at all, she responded and gripped his fingers, but with only a fraction of her normal strength.
I'll be fine by tomorrow, lover. You know, using the power of the Earth Mother always leaves me feeling like the bottom of a cockatiel's cage.
Seems like a good place to rest. Buford said that the rest of us can meet up with the Baron of the place, or whatever he calls himself.
I want to prowl around. I never heard of any public research institute up in the middle of a national park.
As there's already a redoubt in the park, I don't see why the government wouldn't have built a secret military hospital here as well. But I don't see any real danger to us. No threats at all.
Yeah? How about the mutilated dead man?
And those weird dogs, Dad. There's something real creepy about that.
That's true, Dean. We know the dogs came from here. But they never mentioned looking for the poor bastard with the scars. It might have nothing to do with them. I remember seeing in old pre-dark mags that hospital and research places used millions of animals in their experiments.
That's right. Making beagles smoke hundreds of cigarettes and putting shampoo in the eyes of rabbits. Taking the tops off the skulls of monkeys to see what effect electric shocks had direct to the brain.
Indeed, all of that is true. I confess that I am sometimes exercised by considering whether Deathlands is truly more barbaric than the great civilization of the 20th century.
Trader had been leaning against the wall, cradling the Armalite.
Want to know what I think? Hell, I don't give a shit if you want to know or not. I'll just fucking tell you. What you just said, Doc, is the straightest ace on the line I heard. Living as long as I have in Deathlands means I've seen more chilling and violence and brute behavior than you can imagine. But it's mostly prompted by a wish to live longer or have a cap full more jack or fuck another woman or get more land. Personal, you know what I mean?
Hey, you're right there, traitor. I always thought that too.
But all I heard about the best of times before Sky Dark and the long winters, it sounds like a few had it great. Cream so thick you could cut it with a razor. The rest had shit. And the violence was impersonal. Whitecoats pressing buttons and mixing germs. I figure we're better where we are.
Professor Ladro Buford popped his head through the doorway.
Greetings! I just dropped by to inform you that you will be meeting with the senior men and women of the Institute over supper at 6?
That sounds swell.
When will Miss Roth be well enough to get up?
Maybe tomorrow.
And when could she give us another demonstration of her amazing powers?
Ryan had turned at that, feeling a flicker of anger at the scientist's bland assumption that Christy was some sort of performing wind-up doll.
You saw how sick it made her, Buford. You think she's going to go through that hell again just to entertain you and some of your friends?
The eyes behind the glasses widened with shock, and the little Cupid's bow mouth pursed in disapproval.
Don't entertain, Cawdor. Most certainly not. Our needs, or should I say our interest in Christie, is pure.